Sinabi ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull pagdating sa pambansang seguridad ng Australia, walang lubos na kaligayahan sa kamangmangan at walang kaginhawaan sa pagiging kampante. Yaan ang tono ng kanyang pagbibigay ng update ukol sa pambansang seguridad na kanyang ginawa sa harap ng mababang kapulungan noong nakaraang linggo, hinihikayat na maging maingat tungkol sa banta ng terorismo sa loob o labas man ng bansa, habang pinupuri ang kalayaan, diversidad at seguridad ng Australia.
We are one of the most successful multicultural societies in the world. From the oldest human cultures of our first Australians to the newborn baby in the arms of its immigrant mother. We're stronger because of our diversity. But that does not mean that we should be blind to or ignorant of the challenges our society face.
Ang talumpati ni Ginoong Turnbull ay kasunod ng isang araw ng matinding reaksyon laban sa Ministro ng Imigrasyon, Peter Dutton, matapos ng kanyang mga komento na iniuugnay ang imigrasyon ng mga Lebanese Muslim noong mga dekada 70 sa terorismo sa kasalukuyang panahon. Hindi pa rin kinukondena ng punong ministro ang mga komento ni Ginoong Turnbull.
When we see extremist behavior, it should be called out for what it is. And when we see vulnerability, it should be addressed by all Australians, by government, by business, by community.
Hindi naman sumang-ayon ng pinuno ng opposition Bill Shorten sa punong ministro sa kanyang naging tugon sa talumpati.
In this place, we have a solemn responsibility to counter that argument of the extremists, to the extreme right and the extremists within the Middle East, who say that being a Muslim citizen of this democracy is incompatible with their faith. What we need to do is counter that argument, not amplify it.
Yeah.
Sa isang direktang komento tungkol kay Ginoong Dutton, sinabi ni Ginoong Shorten na babahala siya sa magiging epekto ng pahayag ng Ministro ng Imigrasyon sa Parlamento sa mga taong may sukdulang pananaw.
I am fearful that the Minister for Immigration's comments will be used by an extreme few who would seek to harm the fabric of our society. Second and third generation migrants are teachers. They are police officers. They are entrepreneurs. They are members of this parliament on both sides of the house. Don't start by calling them second and third generation migrants. We call them Australians.
Yeah.
Kinundina ng mga pangunahing grupo ng komunidad Muslim, kabilang ang Lebanese Muslim Association at ng Australian National Imams Council, ang mga komento ni Ginoong Dutton. Maging ilang mga politiko ay naglabas din ng kanilang mga saloobin. Nanawagan si Labor MP Ann Ali kay punong ministro Turnbull na huwag tanggapin ang mga komento ni Ginoong Dutton na kanyang sinasabi na nakakasakit sa lahat ng migranteng Australiano.
It wasn't that long ago that Malcolm Turnbull said that the best weapon against terrorists is an inclusive nation. And you know, if Malcolm Turnbull believes that, if he really believes that, he would have come out and slapped down Peter Dutton's disgraceful comments against migrant Australians who have helped to build this nation.
Sinabi niya na ang mga komento ni Ginoong Dutton ay sumasalamin sa isang seksyon ng komunidad na maaaring nakakaramdam ngayon na pinapalakas ang loob na ipahayag ang hindi pinapahintulutang mga pananaw.
Well, I got some rather nasty emails just yesterday. One saying that Peter Dutton is correct and that I need to home and take all my terrorist friends with me. I'm pretty much used to them and I've got a pretty thick skin. I can handle it. But there are a lot of people out there who I think would be much more affected by them.
Sinabi ng pangulo ng community group na Australian Muslim Voice at pinuno ng Canberra Multicultural Community Forum, Diana Abdel Rahman, siya rin ay nababahala tungkol dito. Sinabi niya, marami sa mga komunidad ay nabigo o dismayado na hindi kinukondena ni Malcolm Turnbull ang mga naging komento ng Ministro ng Imigrasyon.
And I think he's shown his weakness and he's obviously been guided by those in his own party who have very extreme views. He's not seems to be not powerful enough, strong enough, or has the will to stand up and speak what he probably should be saying as the leader of Australians, all Australians.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.